Michael, Michael Edwards, Edwards, date of birth is 8/1/57. Today is 6/4/2025. 67-year-old gentleman is being seen for face-to-face hospice evaluation today, period. He's currently on hospice with history of CVA. He's totally, completely bedbound. Not able to walk. He has dense right-sided paralysis. He was able to walk at one time with a walker, but he's lost the ability to do so, period. He's a rather obese man. He is only able to get into a wheelchair. He's more confused. He's having expressive aphasia, which is a new thing. I had not seen that before in Michael, period. In the paragraph, he has edematous lower extremity, most likely related to sleep apnea and right-sided heart failure, period. His appetite is down. His caregiver tells me that he's not eating as much. He has more confusion, more agitation, period. He also has expressive dysphagia. I said that. ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent totally, period. His blood pressure was 190 over 125, then 191 over 110. He's currently taking nifedipine ER, 30 milligram once a day. This was increased to BID at the discretion of the medical director, period. New paragraph, his other medical issues includes BPH, morbid obesity, hypertension, out of control, anxiety, difficulty with mentation, which is more confused now, depression, and Alzheimer's dementia. He's currently taking Namenda for his dementia, period. New paragraph, his vital signs, his O2 sat was 94%, 73 pulse, blood pressure elevated today, period. His caregiver tells me that one of the reasons he doesn't want to eat is because he has choking episodes, which makes him upset and makes him to push away his tray. Even though the caretaker is very careful to feed him very slowly, this has been an issue that has risen in the past few weeks, which appears to be a new issue, a new problem in his condition. Overall prognosis remains poor, given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.